Good. Yeah, hot. Looking forward to another day today, and we're going to keep on working.
Bill, without John here, who's the closest guy in terms of skill set to him in terms of working some of those reps?
John Carlson. Well, I think all three of our quarterbacks, or all three of our tight ends, have really good skills. So, talking about, Mickey and Allen, and of course Rhett, our rookie. All three of those guys will fill in, and we're down to four in that room instead of five. And so we've accommodated a little bit with the scripts, so we don't wear those guys down in John's absence.
Is there much of a separation in your mind between those three right now? Are they pretty even?
I would say they are. Yeah, it's very competitive. They're all doing a lot of good things. We're all making mistakes here at day six of camp, but we're doing a good job of not being repeat mistake offenders and learning from them and getting better.
I heard that you guys were impressed with Rhett in terms of his receiving ability. That was a little bit of a surprise down at the combine. He doesn't look like the most fluid athlete, but it seems like he runs pretty precise routes. Maybe has better hands than a lot of people realize.
He probably does have better hands than we were aware of after studying his college tape. So that would probably be a true statement.
Coach, you've worked with Joe Webb now for 2 years, and tell me a little bit about the type of skill set that you see that he possesses.
Joe's always going to look better in the games than he is in practice at this stage of his career. He is not a real refined, pure passer, but he does have touch. He demonstrated that against the Redskins last year. He does have the ability to exhibit anticipation also, throwing the ball early before the guy gets out of his break. Joe, like a lot of young players, just needs more and more turns so he can get comfortable and confident and execute more consistently.
So he'll work exclusively at quarterback, and any stuff you would put in game plan-wise is something you do toward the regular season as opposed to in camp and the preseason?
That's correct. Joe has a superior running ability, and so any nuanced plays would be after we get through this training and preparation period of our season.
Do you feel, obviously Christian being the front runner there, the number one guy, but do you feel confident in Joe's abilities as a backup?
Oh, we do. Otherwise, he wouldn't be here. The other fellows on the roster, Sage and McLeod, we also feel confident in their abilities, too. So that's the one thing about this level. Everybody here deserves a chance to play in this league. Otherwise, they wouldn't get in the front door. And so we really embrace working with everybody.
You've had Jeff Schwartz working in with the ones a little bit here the past few days. What are your impressions now that he's able to finally work in with those guys?
Well, he's made a good first impression. He's hopped in there after being injured most of the spring with his hip rehabilitation and has done a nice job there at right guard for us. So the more the merrier on the O-line. We're a little bit depleted because of DeMarcus Love's injury. And so those guys getting in there and giving us good turns and getting us very familiar with the way they can block and pull and all that stuff is good for everybody.
You were out there stressing that everybody pays attention and gets every snap gets a mental rep. With the restricted practice schedule, is it more important that those mental reps are everyone's paying attention out there and getting extra work in while they're watching?
I think it is. I think with the new rules, we've got limited practices, limited turns, so everyone is invaluable. We don't want to squander any rep or squander any period, let alone waste any day, because it's a short window of opportunity for us to get ready.
How much triage did you have installed during the offseason through OTAs and minicamp, and then how much do you still have to install here in camp?
Well, we tried to get through it all there this spring, and then we're reviewing it here in these first week to 10 days of camp so we can touch on the things we believe in and also dishrag the concepts that may not fit us as well.
How intrigued are you by that right guard spot with basically three guys that kind of have something different to offer, it seems like?
Well, we're excited about the prospects. We're younger. We've got guys that have never been full-time starters vying for that spot, but all of them are very eager. All of them are very aggressive, which that's what we need out of the right guard. We need a guy that's willing to go after a three technique or get on top of a Mike linebacker.
Besides the guards, just the offensive line, would you assess their progression so far?
Well, they're like all of us. They're really working through it. This has been an excellent week. We're not nearly to the end of it, but I can see we've fought through the initial soreness and the feeling like maybe we don't want to come out and put our best foot forward, but to their credit, they come out there and they really compete each and every afternoon, and this afternoon will be no different. The O-line will be judged as a group, not individually. Now, we have some new individuals along there, especially with our rookie at left tackle, but the more that we can gel and bond. And fortunately, we have a superior veteran next to that left tackle, and we've got a super center playing next to the right guard that can help him. We're hoping that bodes well for the O-line's future.
You're working different situations and concepts every day, and I'm sure some are more challenging than others. What do you look at with Christian just day-to-day in terms of how you're evaluating his progression here?
Well, we're always looking for him to be effective and also be comfortable. It's a big difference in being comfortable in practice and then transfer it over there to the game. So we want to make sure we have concepts that protect what we do so we can't be predictable, but also concepts that we can handle personnel-wise and be real effective with them. So there's a fine line there of not diluting the pot too much, and at times, especially with young players, less is sometimes more, so we can make sure and do the right thing rather than be hesitant in any regard.
Has he looked comfortable to you through these first 5 days?
He has. And we think back to when he was here last year this time, or even when we were going through the season last year and we threw him in there for the last 10 games with minimal preparation. It's night and day, and again, it's part of the process, which is a good thing, and we'll keep working that process until we get to where we want to be, and it's definitely every day is a step toward that goal. Thank you, man. See you again soon.
Thanks, Bill.